you want it. A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Barachas Lamed Dalet, Barachas 34a, pagination 67, towards the bottom of the page, we're probably about 13 lines up at the end of a line, Taf Resh, standing for Tanu Rabbanon. The topic for today is long tefillos, short tefillos, and their effectiveness. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Maisa b'Talmud Echad, there was a story of a certain student, Sheyored Lefnei Ateva, who went to Daven for the Amud to lead the congregation in prayer, Befnei Rabbi Eliezer, in front of Rabbi Eliezer. And he was being lengthy, more than sufficient. An expression, but clearly he was out of the ordinary. Taking too long. Amru lo tamidov. His student said to him, Rabbeinu Arebi, kama orkan huzeh. Isn't this shliach tzibur a lengthy one? He's just taking too long. Obviously, he was davening properly, but he was taking a long time. Amalohem, Rabbi Eliezer's attitude was, he said to them, Kulumayrich Yosem and Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not longer than Moshe Rabbeinu. You could see him saying it like with a big smile. Duchsiv Beyes Arboim Hayom Ves Arboim Alayla, after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. So if he hasn't hit Moshe Rabbeinu's lengthy tefillah, then he's still within the range. He didn't do 40 days and 40 nights. On to the first wide line. Shuv Maisa B'Talmud Echad. There was a different story with one of the students. Sheyored Lefnei Ateva B'Fnei Rabbi Eliezer. He went again to lead the congregation. Vayimekatsa Yosemidayin. It was real short. Amru lo tamidav kamakatsa nuzeh. So quick. Amalei, he said to them, Kulumekatze Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Was he shorter than Moshe? Dichsiv, when Moshe davens for Miriam, when she gets tzaras, it's a five-word tefillah. Kael na refa na la. Hashem, please heal her. So, you can't get shorter than that. Five words. So, if this Talmud is not less than that, then he's still within the range. And the attitude of Rabbi Eliezer could perhaps be summarized with the phrase from Chazal, Echad Hamarbe ve'Echad Hamamit. There are people that are long, there are people that are short, there are people that increase, people that give less. Uvelvat she'yichaven liba l'shamayim, but his intent should be for heaven.
Can you clarify? Are we talking about davening longer just because slower, or adding some extra tefillahs, repeating words, you know, and...
That's a phenomenal question. The assumption here is that even though we have formulated prayer, there still are opportunities to be specific and come up with different reasons to plead and different things to plead for. I would like to understand this Gemara most similar to our davening. That doesn't mean that anyone's repeating words. That's improper. We don't say, Rifo'enu, Rifo'enu, Rifo'enu. We don't do that. We say, Rifo'enu, and we have intent for whatever we have. And you might even be able to add in specific parts of Shemona Esrei according to the topic. And this Talmud was doing long, and the other Talmud was doing short. And Rabbi Eliezer says that's not the consequential issue, because tefillah is about your heart. And are you paying attention? And how are you motivated to express yourself today? And we know that relationships, I'm not talking about ups and downs, but just good relationships. Sometimes you're very verbal, and sometimes you're short, sweet, and to the point. And he's saying that's not consequential in judging a prayer. Just to make a quick observation about these two statements over here, the 40-day tefillah, very apropos to this time of year, Elul, the 40-day tefillah was the middle 40 days of the three that Moshe experienced. The first 40 days was when he studied Torah and received the first luchos, which he broke on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, which is a fast day to us, the beginning of the 3 weeks. The second set of 40 days is when he pleaded for forgiveness, and that brings us until Rosh Chodesh Elul. And then Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, that we're experiencing now, is the last 40 days, the 40 days that Moshe obtained the second Luchos. Now it's interesting that when we talk about the 40 days of Tshuva, we don't talk about the middle days of atonement. Because the middle days of atonement is not really Teshuva yet. Teshuva means to return. When you lost the first Luchos, and after you get atonement, you obtain the second Luchos, that's Tshuva. Tshuva is to replace what you lost and to come close. Atonement is not Tshuva. Atonement is, please don't hurt me, so I'm saying I'm sorry. Tshuva is to really feel sorry and to rebuild the relationship. So, but when it says here the 40 days, it's talking about the middle 40 days where Moshe pleaded for the Jewish people. On the second statement over here, where he davens, Hashem, please heal her, that's for Miriam. It's a short tefillah. And Rashi in Chumash says that the impetus for such a short tefillah was because Miriam is a relative, it's his sister, and he doesn't want people saying, as the leader of the generation, that for his sister he has lots of time. But for us, so he wanted to make sure that the tefillah for his sister was short to the point and no one should get the wrong impression about his preferential treatment. Let's turn the page. We're on Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, 34b, pagination 68. And we find a fascinating statement made by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. If you'll see the middle wide lines, right in the middle of the middle wide lines, both in height and in width, Amru Alav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Amru alav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shehaya mispalul al acholim, he used to daven for sick people. He was a saintly person. Va'omer zechai v'zemeis, and he was able to predict who was going to live and who was going to die. Amru lo minayin ata yodeya, how do you know? I don't know that he told them, but it was obvious, like, he knew. Amar lohem, he said, im shigura tefilasa b'fi, if the words flow naturally, yodeyani shuhu mekubal, I know that it's being accepted. V'im lav, and if not, yodeyani shuhu meturaf, I know that it's being torn, it's not being accepted. People would come to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in the worst of cases. He was a person who could overturn a decree, but even he sensed whether in heaven they were ready to accept the tefillah, in which case it moved smoothly, because he's in sync with heaven. He's just got to ask. But as long as he asks and he puts in his petition, it's smooth. You go to a court, you go to a town official, and they smile at you, take your forms, and it's just a matter of processing. You'll have your answer in 24 hours, so you know what you're dealing with. They start giving you a runaround, and it's not smooth, so you know that you're going to have to overturn something. We see this, and it's a continuation of the Gemara we saw on Amud Aleph. We see this, let's say, by Moshe. Moshe davened vo'eschanan al Hashem to get into Eretz Yisrael, hundreds of tefillahs to get in, because he had to overturn a decree. On the other hand, if you have a natural tefillah, where Hashem just wants you to ask. Just ask, because we have to have a relationship. But essentially, I'm ready to give it to you. So that's like right before Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. Hashem says, Matitzak Eli, why are you giving lengthy tefillos, Rashi explains the pasuk. Why are you being long now? You just got to give short. Why short? Because the entire Jewish people is trapped between the Egyptian army and the water, and Hashem is going to see you through. But you have to ask. The Ramchal says the reason you have to ask is that you should attribute the salvation to Hashem. And if you didn't ask Hashem, then as a human being, you're going to attribute it to I don't know what. So you have to ask. But Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa saw, if it went naturally, he knew this is like a short tefillah equivalent. It's just, you have to go through the motions, you have to ask, you have to acknowledge salvation is from Hashem, but it's being accepted. And on the other hand, if it's struggling, he sensed it, and he was able to predict. Let's squeeze in one more piece on the bottom of the page. We're about seven lines up at the end of a line. Vishuv Maisa b'Rabbi Chanina ben. You see that? Vishuv Maisa b'Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. There was another story about this great Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Shalach l'lmot Torah Yitzhar Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, the leader of the generation. The famous Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai transitioned from the second Beis HaMikdash into the time of Churban, the Golus that we're in today. V'chola b'nosha Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai's son was sick. Omalo, he said to him, Chanina b'ni, my son Chanina, b'keshel lo v'racham im davin for my son. V'yichya, he should live. It was obviously pretty serious. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa hiniach rosha ben Birkov, he put his head between his knees. U'bikishel avrachamim, he davened, v'chaya, and the child lived. Amr Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai made a statement, ilmoli itich ben Zakkai yis rosha ben Birkov kol hayom kulo, if I had put my head between my knees all day long, l'hoya mashkichem alav, they wouldn't listen. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa has an inside scoop here. He's able to daven, and works. Amr lo ishto, so his wife said, b'chin chanina gadol mimcha. Does that mean that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is greater than you? You're the leader of the generation. What do you mean that his prayer, he just puts his head between his knees and he's answered, and you're telling me if you did it all day, you wouldn't be answered? Amr lo, he says to her, what an amazing insight. Love. It's not that he's greater. Elohu doma ke'eved lefnei ha-melech. He's like a servant in front of the king. And I'm like a minister in front of the king. I'm the minister of the Jewish people. That's my relationship. So if I daven, they take it, they don't take it, they argue with me. But he walks in, he's a servant. The servant gets what he needs. So this is on many levels. They joke, the person who gives the president the haircut. So he always has the president's ear. Because he can say things, he can influence him. But I think it's deeper than that, because a person who has a relationship of a servant in front of the king is like what I call the cleaning lady. The cleaning lady asks for Ajax, and you get it for her. It doesn't matter. You don't start debating. Your child, a respected person in your life, asks for something, you can have a conversation with them. But if the cleaning lady asks, there's nothing to talk about because she's here for your benefit, and that's her entire relationship. If you want me to clean your house, this is what you got to get me. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's relationship was a servant of Hashem. He put in a request. It was expedited. And it's a tremendous insight. It doesn't have to do with how great you are per se. It has to do with the relationship. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had that awesome relationship. So Shekoach, have a wonderful day.